We're here with Simon, the IT dummy from Venafi, as well as Paul Turner, who is the VP of Product and Customer Solutions, again, at Venafi. Paul, how are you?
Doing very well. Nice to meet you.
Fantastic. Listen, obviously, we're here covering the show for security, learning what the trends are and such. What are you seeing as the major trends out there this year?
Well, as you've probably seen, there's a major upsurge in focus on key management. And although we think that's an important aspect of what's happening in the market, we actually think that it's something that's really pointing to a bigger problem. And ultimately, what you really see is encryption is growing in terms of use in corporations, government organizations, all types of institutions across all sorts of different industries. And ultimately, what organizations are really challenged with is how do they manage that? And one of the important parts of that is how do we manage the keys as part of that? But also, organizations need to look more broadly at how are they going to manage encryption overall, because it doesn't just involve key management. And I'll come back to that. I think that's very important.
Right.
But it also involves the applications that you're going to be using, making sure that you can, first of all, identify where those keys are, and then ultimately being able to manage the full lifecycle of both the keys as well as the configuration of the applications, monitor that, alert people, those sorts of things. So a couple of things that we've seen. First of all, let's talk about key management. I think you're seeing a lot more focus. There's a big OASIS meeting on Friday for a new standard called KMIP, which is really pointing to the fact that many more organizations are really driving to say, okay, you know what, we need to have interoperability between different systems so we can do key management from any type of application that's using keys encryption to the systems that would manage that. And we're very excited about that. At the same time, you see a lot more standardization in terms of best practices. And if you have been keeping track of what NIST has been pushing, NIST, which obviously is the standards organization for the government, that really is followed by a lot of financial services institutions as well as government institutions, they've issued a new recommendation that really drives the need to manage keys better. Specifically, they're saying that organizations need to be able to identify all of the keys and certificates that they have deployed, because they're instituting a new key link that everybody has to implement out across all of their environments by the end of 2010. So they effectively have about a year and a half to comply with this, and most organizations right now are just struggling on staying on top of what they have and identifying everything and literally trying to figure out, are we going to be able to be in compliance with this?
Sure.
Now, key management standards like KMIP are important because they're going to allow new applications to be in compliance with the KMIP standard and be able to interoperate with different systems. But organizations also have a lot of applications deployed today that they have to be able to do management and effective key management across, as well as overall encryption management. And that's where Venafi comes in. And what we're announcing at the show here is the newest version of our product, Venafi Encryption Director 5.1, that enables organizations to manage across a broad set of different types of encryption types, to do that from soup to nuts, from stem to stern, all the way from key generation through requesting certificates from CAs, installation, deployment, monitoring, a variety of other things. Even before that, we allow you to go across your enterprise and actually discover what you have deployed today and effectively understand, okay, what is our environment? Are we in compliance with policies? And we have full policy-based management within the product as well. So very rapidly, you can get on top of what you have and make sure that you can comply with financial services regulations, things such as PCI, those sorts of regulations, as well as the NIST standards.
That's fantastic. You've touched on some of the things already that Venafi is doing.
Yeah.
How do you guys really differentiate yourself in the market, though, if someone had to come away with a couple of things?
That's a great question. So I think, first of all, we've been in production doing this sort of thing for longer than anybody else. We've been doing this for over 5 years in production. We work with Fortune 1000, Global 2000 organizations. And really what we've done differently is we have integrated into those legacy applications that are in existence and deployed across organizations. And when I say legacy, I'm not talking about stuff that's 40 years old. We're talking about applications that were even deployed, you know, a year ago, that don't have embedded key management but need encryption and key management services, because, you know, they're strategic applications that are providing, you know, access to some of the core data that is, in fact, at the greatest risk today. So right. we provide this sort of management across a broad set of different applications. We provide policy-based management that is very detailed and granular so that organizations can control the policies and configurations that are being used and provide compliance and track compliance.
That's great. Are you guys emphasizing anything particular at this show?
Well, specifically, we've got the announcement of the Director product. With Director, what we've done is we've taken and really provided a broad platform that allows for management of encryption across a variety of different encryption systems. So we support a variety of different applications, including a bunch of IBM applications. And I don't know if you've tracked our announcements, but we have a very good relationship with IBM and work with them and interoperate with their products significantly. And also certificate authorities. We work with a variety of certificate authorities, including VeriSign, Microsoft, IBM, and a variety of others. So what we're really showing at this particular conference is that we provide an enterprise management platform for doing systems management for encryption and managing what in effect is an asset across your environment, which is the encryption systems as well as the encryption keys and certificates,
right.
Making sure that you can do that in a scalable manner across several different silos in your environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may know that our audience focuses in financial and government right now. Well, what advice in particular do you have for the folks in these industries dealing with some of these issues?
So a lot of these organizations today are struggling because they're managing all of their encryption systems manually. And they have administrators in different silos that are independently trying to create best practices on the fly
right.
So that they can keep up with us. And an important aspect of what they need to be looking at is how are they going to take and institutionalize best practices that are not in silos but are across their entire organization, do that in such a way that they can be flexible because each one of those silos have independent needs,
mm-hmm.
but be able to do that at a level where they can track policies across each one of those, enforce policies where they need to be down into each one of those, but also allow the flexibility so that where necessary they can customize those. So an important aspect of that is, first of all, they have to take stock of what they have,
mm-hmm.
do a discovery on what they have across their environment. Then they can do effective planning, develop core policies on what they have, you know, what they should be doing across their environment. And then from there, they need to implement a solution or solutions that enable them to start to enforce those policies and have good best practices across their environment.
That makes good sense. Paul, thank you for your time today.
Certainly. Thank you.